Give the secret handshake. Check your cloaks and remove your tinfoil hats.
This is the Illuminati Social Club, the podcast you don't want they to know about.
This is bullshit.
Episode number 17, Creepy Clowns. Welcome to the Illuminati Social Club. Yes, another episode, another week. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know,
become a thing.
It might become a habit. That voice you hear is my guest for this episode, Mr. Jason Reese, my co-host from Smooth Sailing, the Yacht Rock podcast.
Yeah, you almost called it Smooth Sailing. I'll get you eventually. Well, thank you for having me.
Yes.
We kind of mentioned this topic the other day, and,
And
it's still happening.
Oh, yeah. The topic, of course, is creepy clowns and the clown sightings and, like, what the hell is going on?
Yes, and as they call it on Twitter, clownpocalypse.
Clownpocalypse. I have not seen any clowns around here. I see clowns every morning when I'm on the road, but you know that's a different kind of clown.
That is the cell phone in face clown. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I was driving and I actually caught somebody reading their Kindle.
When I was on the turnpike a while back when I used to travel for work, I saw somebody reading a novel while she was driving. She's got the novel just held up like this, and she's reading away, and it's like, wow.
I must find out what happens.
She
was on her way to the book club.
Yes,
so, you know.
And anyway, these aren't the clowns we're talking about. We are talking about the white-faced circus-style clowns and other type of, like, creepy clowns. People dressed like... kind of like Pennywise from Stephen King's It.
I think Bozo was scarier, you know, because Bozo wasn't meant to be scary, where Pennywise, you know, yes, this is a scary clown. Bozo was just naturally scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not clowns don't typically have sideburns, okay,
right.
Bozo? Remember that.
I think clowns are allowed to have whatever kind of hair they want.
I guess so.
Now I'm not necessarily creeped out by clowns. I'm not afraid of clowns, but I know there's a lot of people that are. I don't fully understand the rationale behind it, but
I think it may be psychological. I think it may be, you know, when my kids were small, they were freaked out by large mascots. You know, they outgrew it eventually, but I think that gets into your head that, you know, this is an unnatural thing I'm seeing, and a clown is unnatural. You know,
I've been to a convention called AnthroCon in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh, and that's basically it's a fur meet. It's basically the furry group.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I'm familiar with the furry group, so yes. Let's.
You might not be familiar with them. No, actually, my ex-girlfriend was. I was not. But that's
certain
a story.
Things I don't want to get caught in a zipper. And you know, zippers are. But okay, so you did not have your own personal outfit.
No.
Do you remember the CSI episode
that
made this basically a national thing, you know?
That episode was so flawed and so horrendous that the community has boycotted CSI for that episode.
People were in shock.
Uh-huh.
You know, I knew a lot of people at work had never even heard of anything like that. They were just, like, stunned. And then I was afraid to say, well, I'm familiar with that, because then they would look at me funny. And so, then I couldn't dress like a clown anymore. The end.
That has nothing to do with clowns.
No, he doesn't, but, you know, it is, I guess there is this idea of dressing up or, you know, it's kind of like cosplay, you know, and I think the clown is meant to intimidate, to scare outside of the the carnival, you know, setting or the circus setting. You know, it's not much use. Parades. Parades are fine for clowns, I think.
Circuses are fine for clowns. But standing out on the edge of the woods on the side of a highway at night.
holding inflated balloons. I mean, so right there you're dangerous because I don't trust anybody that owns their own helium tank. I just don't. it's weird to me.
So clowns have been spotted. I'm reading through the Clownpocalypse Twitter feed. And yes. Clowns have been spotted in the woods near Dansville, rumored to be voting to unionize. Drive with caution.
Oh, my goodness.
That was an hour ago.
I have up Fort Worth police searching potentially dangerous persons dressed as clowns. However, I don't recall seeing anybody actually being arrested. I don't remember seeing any actual pictures.
No.
To me, it seems like a bunch of hooey.
Is this really going on? That's the question.
Or do people just like to say,
yeah, that there's, I saw a clown. That there's clowns, and they're dressing up, and they're scaring people. You have a personal experience with all of this.
Are you talking about hospital clowns?
Well, that too, but weren't...
I was telling him a hospital clown story. That's outside of podcasting. Sorry. Yes, here we had a local school went on lockdown for a clown-related threat.
Oh, a clown-related threat. I love that.
Yes, two local high schools locked down after somebody made a social media post saying that there would be clowns waiting in the woods, I believe, to kill the teachers and the students. I know my daughter has shown me stuff that has popped up on Snapchat and in other places, clown tomfoolery, and she brought me a clip the other day. She says, oh, this is being passed around, and I said, well, obviously they have lifted that off of a news site. Let's Google it, and we Googled it and found it was in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
So it's kids wanting to start clown crap. Even though at my daughter's school, they did have a threat a few weeks ago from a student who posted on an anonymous site. Well, you can't get away with that because, of course, they save your IP address.
And, of course.
He is gone now. He has been expelled. So
was that a clown? Attention. Was it a clown threat?
It was not a clown threat.
Oh, it was a direct threat.
A direct, yes. I think like our old school bomb threat or something, you know. I don't know if you had bomb threats when you were in school. We had them all the time.
No, the closest I ever got was a bomb threat when I was working at a certain fast food restaurant.
Oh, nice.
I came in on a Sunday and found out that the police were sweeping the restaurant for a bomb while people worked and people ate. And I decided to walk right back out the door until somebody gave the all clear.
Well, you didn't bust all the windows and start spraying your fire extinguisher to get the gas out of the building? Like these numbnuts that you see from time to time? You know, they call and they, oh, bust all the windows, there's a gas leak, and these idiots bust all the windows.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And then some idiot outside with a cell phone that's sitting in his car laughing until he pees himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So this is...
If I pick it up and I'm working, like, at Taco Bell, the building's about to blow up, I'm like, I already work at Taco Bell, take me now. I don't care. It can't get worse.
All right. So I have this quartz.com, the QZ.com,
yes.
This quartz article up. Yes. And the very first paragraph, which is only a single sentence, which is bad form, says, for the past several months, creepy clowns have been terrorizing America. With sightings of actual clowns in at least 10 different states.
Are they actual sightings?
I don't
know. Or is it jerk-offs who are wanting some attention? Fiendish clowns.
Fiendish clowns, yes.
The first one here, the Sun Sentinel, I believe that is in Florida. Let's see what, Broward County.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's going to pop up some awful video here. I can't read it, but, oh, wait a minute, it's got a picture of clown shoes, so you know it's authentic.
Of course. of course it is.
Next to a dirt road in Marion County, lurking behind a tall patch of grass, stood a clown with stringy orange hair and a pale white face. We stopped to record, and then he started to move, so we took off. Facebook user Caden Parmalee wrote in a video post that has now gone viral. Not trying to die. Oh, he did get it. He has a little video here.
You saw a creepy clown, so you decided to stop and record it, and then when he moved, you ran away.
It looks just like a... It doesn't even look like a person. It looks like a head on a stick.
A head on a stick.
I think he needs to be arrested. So, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm...
It says authorities... Authorities are warning people that dressing up as a clown and scaring someone could end up with someone getting shot. Which would be the Tennessee way to do it. So,
the Southern Ohio way of doing it.
Yes.
Don't you dare do this in Texas.
Oh, no. No.
You'll
be begging them to shoot you.
But the rest of this paragraph. These fiendish clowns have reportedly tried to lure women and children into the woods, chased people with knives and machetes, and yelled at people from cars.
Hmm.
Well, that last one is a bit anticlimactic.
It's a clown drive-by. A clown by.
I mean, lure women and children into the woods, which is pretty serious. Chase people with knives and machetes, which is also pretty serious. Yelled at people from cars. I sit on my front porch and yell at people in cars, you know.
But do you have on a wig?
No.
It's a shame.
They've been spotted hanging out in cemeteries, and they have been caught in the headlights of cars as they appear alongside desolate country roads in the dead of night. I'm going to say Quartz is going for possibly a little scare media here.
No, I thought they were authentic media.
Yeah, I think they're going. I think they're going for scare journalism.
You think they're going for views, is what you're saying?
Yeah, definite click links, and of course they're going to go through. They're going through movies relating to clowns later in the article. Oh, and of course, John Wayne Gacy.
Oh yes,
who is a. He was a clown for children's parties, and he killed a bunch of people. Yes. At least 33 people.
But apparently never while dressed as a clown, because he had too much respect for the clown, code.
So, I mean...
St. Louis School District increases security in response to creepy clown threat.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Philadelphia School District, we're taking scary clown threats seriously.
Cleveland School District just doesn't care.
Clown accounts threaten schools on social media. Clown accounts. I'm looking to see if we can get a clown account.
A clown account? Where is a clown account?
One post from @clownsofphilly reads simply, schools downtown. Let's see if we can find that one.
So,
it appears that they have been suspended. That's a shame.
So people are just trying to, if these are really happening, like if the extreme claims are really happening, then okay, that's kind of scary and that kind of sucks. Of course, for those people who just get their rocks off trying, just wanting to scare people or freak people out by just, like, standing there dressed as a clown, well, they're kind of cruising for a bruising now because of, all these other reports that people are making, that, you know, they're getting chased and stuff, because now somebody who's just out there to try to freak people out could end up either getting beaten severely with a blunt instrument of some sort, or shot.
It says in Philadelphia, the proprietor of the Clown of Philly account ended up being a 13-year-old girl. She was tracked down and arrested. So.
Wow.
Nothing better to do, apparently.
But do you think we're actually going to ever answer the question whether, you know, this is serious or not? You know, is it, are the threats real? Are the, you know, has anyone dressed as a clown ever been shot?
But there's plenty of time.
Well, I mean,
worst part of this is Halloween is coming. So you're going to have these people. I don't know that I would go out dressed as a clown. And I know I have some friends on Facebook. I believe they're Shriners who they've voiced concerns about the fact that they go to parades dressed as clowns and stuff. Hmm. And they don't want to be targets.
I think this is the people who are afraid of clowns trying to. As we said in the previous episode of the Illuminati Social Club, poison the well for other clowns.
Yes.
You know, you're basically trying to make all clowns look bad, you know, in order to stop clowns, period.
Correct. Well, so. Here is a, I've got one for you, a Twitter account. It's at ReportClowns. Please send in your clown reports. 1 minute ago, Knoxville, Tennessee, Carter High practice field. 14 minutes ago, Lawrence, Kansas, at the South Park gazebo. Oh, wait a minute. Wow. Sioux City, Iowa, 14 minutes ago. Red hair, red nose, rainbow costume, running around town.
Call David Letterman right now.
Yes, we'll get him out to Sioux.
Call the home office.
That's right. Sioux City, Iowa, on the west side. That's pretty generic.
Any in Ohio? Any in the Cleveland area?
I'm looking. I have Normal, Illinois, ISU, clown spotted walking near Turner Hall. Oh, here's you. It says picture is fake. Tons of clown reports here.
Clown sighting? At clown sighting?
Oh, at report clowns.
Ah, okay.
We want all of our listeners to go there immediately and follow. Report your clowns.
Let's see. Ah, clown watch.
Clown watch, yes. Oh, here's a picture. Oh, here's a picture. It's you have to go down to about 4 hours. There's a picture, and it's a clown way behind this playground equipment. I'm sure it's from a movie. I'm sure it's a screenshot, screen grab.
Let's see. West Hills, California?
Yes. It's just a picture that's far down. Yeah, it's a clown way behind some playground equipment.
This is almost like Bigfoot sightings. Get a buddy of yours to dress up as a clown and go like stand behind playground equipment and take a somewhat maybe blurry picture of him.
6 hours ago, Thomasville, Georgia. The comment is, they were in the parking lot of Whataburger about 20 minutes ago. One of those drive-by clownings.
Drive-by clowning. Excellent. But
oh, my God. Woodbury, Minnesota, full outfit with knife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm sure these are 100% accurate.
Yes. I'm hoping to maybe find an Ohio one. Maybe I'll go out and find one.
You should.
Maybe I'll just start. There we go. Maybe I'll just start. Submitting my own, even if I don't see any.
You should. Well, I'm sure that we can. We have some fellow podcasters' addresses we could submit. Clown spotted at dining room table. So.
Clown sighted in Brampton.
I'm showing. I mean, it looks like Ohio is clown free. Ohio. They were in Reading, you know, last week, but I think they're gone for now. So.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything in. Cause, now, as I recall, this whole. This all started like in the UK. I was hearing about, clown sightings in the UK, probably about 5 months ago. Six months ago. Like long before this ever started in the US. So it's like it's almost like a copycat crime, or copycat, not crime, but
yeah, it's like a copycat, attention grab.
Mm-hmm.
I see that it works somewhere else, and now here I am. Now that I found an account at Clown Spotting, and it's all like fake videos of clown attacks. They look all new. I mean, these are like done recently, so they're worth the laugh. Oh, he's pulling up to a supermarket, and there's a clown that says free hugs, and now he's running after him. I don't know. What do you think? You think it's you think true or BS? Now, let's hope there's not a clown massacre before we get this episode out.
Well, this episode will be out in 2 days from when we record it, so hopefully there won't be. But I don't know. It's possibly much ado about nothing, or it's just I think some people tend to. Wait, hold on. I just had a thought. People tend to overreact to things?
Yes.
Am I kidding? No. I think it could be, people just, they hear stories about something, like from the UK. So You hear about these stories from the UK of these, clowns being sighted in different areas, and that's creepy. So some young punk kid from somewhere in Iowa decides, hey, that sounds like a cool idea. I'm gonna go dress up as a clown and go just stand on a stand like over by the edge of the woods and like freak people out, and people start getting scared of this stuff. They're like, oh my God, what is that? It's something that's out of place. You don't expect to just see a clown on the street. You expect to see them in hospitals or at the circus or in parades.
Right.
You don't expect to see them, standing on your tree lawn at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You pull up to the ATM machine, the person in front of you is apparently Bozo. It's not normal.
Hey, Bozo, get out of the way.
That's right. I'm trying to make a deposit before 5 o'clock.
Yes. So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I have breaking. This is from Richmond, Virginia here. 13-year-old girl arrested after contacting clown account to kill teacher.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, she made a contact with an individual via social media, soliciting the individual to murder one of her teachers at Davis Middle School. The individual whom she contacted was using a clown photo as a profile picture. She has now been arrested, one count of threatening to kill by electronic message.
Wow.
So, yes. So don't just go out after a random clown. It could be a front. It could be a narc.
Yes.
A clown narc.
A clown narc.
Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh. What do we have?
Another great one here. Bus driver creates anti-clown spray to ease student fears. This is in Chesterfield County, Virginia. The Salem Elementary bus driver said she decided to mix up a batch of anti-clown spray.
Okay. What
to
is...
give her students the extra courage they need to ride the bus.
What is anti-clown spray made of?
She said it is disinfectant spray.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it'd be like label. I thought maybe it would be like pepper spray or some harsh acid.
I would hope at least something to remove the makeup because it's hard to get all that eye makeup off.
Acetone.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, that's just mean.
I think probably 99% of these, at least currently, are fake. However, as we get into Halloween,
right,
and as people see the attention it gets, they're going to someone is going to do something stupid and probably get shot, and then there's probably going to be protests and everything because an unarmed clown was shot. So get ready for that to happen, you know. But this is going to be somebody who, you know, thinks, oh, well, they'll see that it's funny. And there's really nothing funny about scaring people for no reason.
Let me just go back to one thing you said. Somebody's going to do something stupid.
That's what happens when you push that thing that says Trump.
That's the understatement of the century. Somebody is going to do something stupid.
You gotta love it.
Yes. This is I don't know how much we accomplished in this episode.
Well, I think we made fun of something that needs to be made fun of until you have some moron who really does it, and then it's going to turn into a deal. And that will put the fear in people to stop it. You know?
And if that happens, I'll have you right back on this show to talk about that, too.
That's right. Clown plus lead equals dead clown. But, you know, before we go...
Yes.
When we were in school, if some idiot was making a bomb threat to the school, and we had one my senior year, the school actually was evacuated. Typically, you know, they would laugh them off. You might go outside for 5 minutes and then you'd go back in. But they had one they took so seriously, they closed school for the rest of the day. And, you know, that was a big deal.
Hmm.
But somebody had to make that phone call, you know. And
right.
A lot easier back then to trace and find out who does this stuff than today, where you have just... You know, endless opportunity to do basically, it's like writing on the bathroom wall, except you don't even have to go in the bathroom anymore to do it. Thank you, social media.
Damn.
So a lot of these people, you know, they just do it. Like the 13-year-old girl in Philadelphia, she made an account. She didn't want to have to take a test the next day.
Then
everybody else is doing it.
Then put the thermometer on the light bulb.
That's right.
Don't, you know. Tell your mom you don't want to go to school. Vomit if you have to.
That's right. You go watch Ferris Bueller. It's on Netflix.
Yes.
It still works.
But, yeah, don't call in threats to the school. Don't try to... Don't start a clown account just so you can, you know, just to... people, you're idiots.
Oh, clowns. Oh, woman late for work lies about clown attacking her. This is in Ohio. This is news 19 minutes ago, posted 19 minutes ago. Let's see where it is here. Channel 8 News. I'm not sure. Oh, that's Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Darn.
So she said someone dressed like a clown jumped a fence Saturday and waved a knife at her and cut her thumb just so she wouldn't have to, just because she was going to be late for work. She has been jailed.
Ay, ay, ay. People like to act stupid.
They do. And what will be the next thing? It's coming.
I don't know.
Colder weather, you know.
Can we get in on the ground floor of that? Maybe invest in something and come out rich on the other side?
That's a good idea, because these clown people, these costume people, are making a mint. You know, Halloween store does not close on October the 30th, that is because of the clown money. Sweet clown money.
Sweet clown money. Kind of like the sweet chicken money. Anyway, Jason, tell people where the hell they can find you out on the internet.
Well... breaking news here.
Uh-oh.
This was 5 minutes ago. This is in Philadelphia. Two teens arrested for clown threats. This is a live update. New Jersey teens arrested for clown threats. So this is two new ones. And again, one of them is 13. I don't understand what it is with 13-year-olds and clown threats.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, my goodness. They named their actual... school and said they were going to shoot the kids and the teachers. So, of course, they, kind of locked down on that school and found these idiots. So,
well, that's good. But oh man, you know, I'm not even gonna tell anyone about their IP address or anything. You know what? If you keep making threats on the internet through your ISP, they're gonna find you.
They are going to find you. Yes, it's most people don't have the intelligence to hide themselves. So
honestly, I really don't even know how.
I don't even care how. Take it all, hackers.
I have nothing
hackers.
To hide.
Take it all.
I mean, I like my privacy, but I have nothing to hide.
No, so, me neither.
But that's another episode altogether.
That's right.
All right. Now, Jason, tell people where they can find you, unless there's more breaking news.
Well, you can find me if there's a knock on the door in the bathroom desperately trying to scrub off the white makeup. If you, aside from that, you can find me at upinthisbrain.com. That is the podcast. Smoothsailingpodcast.com is where the Yacht Rock
Never
Yacht
Dies
Rock podcast, that's right, and theangercore.com, whitehouse.gov, prodigy.net, and I don't know. Just look around. You'll see me. I'm looking through your window right now, dressed as a clown. Where can we find you?
Well, you could always find me at AlienCG on Twitter. You could find this podcast at Illuminati. Hold on. I have Illuminati Pod, I believe it is, on Twitter.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Let's see. AlienCG.com, where you can find this podcast and my regular single mic show, which is just me blathering on and on and on. That's the SGMR podcast. You could find me with Jason on the Anger Core and on the Smooth Sailing podcast. And the Smooth Sailing podcast comes out every Monday.
Well, the Anger Core is where we talk about that other clown, Donald Trump.
Yes, yes. So
don't get confused.
Anyway, people, if you see a clown, I don't know what to tell you to do.
Don't vote for him.
I don't know. If you see a clown, don't stop and try to record him. Just turn and walk away.
Hugs are not free. You can listen to any Yacht Rock and you can learn that lesson.
So anyway, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. And one more quick announcement before we go. I am looking at possibly doing the first In Search Of panel episode, the In Search Of discussion, on probably just season one, episode one of In Search Of, which is about, it's called Other Voices, and it's basically about plants that apparently communicate or something. I watched the episode already, but all you got to do, watch the episode. If you want to be on a panel, let me know, and we'll work out a day and a time, and we'll discuss. Anyway, I'll leave a link to that at aliencg.com/Illuminati. And anyway, have a wonderful day, everyone.